to live without parents. That is the fate befallen more than 1,340 children by Israeli forces during the 22-day offensive on Gaza. But despite all odds, today they do not feel being left alone. Organized by Al-Amal Institute, the relatives of the Gaza war orphans came together on Wednesday to remember those parents who were killed during the war.
Number of orphans in Gaza is expanding daily. We have many people killed in the last brutal war. We had actually four children yesterday that their father died last Thursday because he had some injuries from the last war.
The attendees, including local donors, academics and children orphans, enjoyed the social activities and traditional dance and songs. But the deep-rooted sorrow still touches the hearts.
My father and the brother were killed while they were walking in the street when a bomb was dropped on a governmental building. Despite the sad tragedy and despite the siege, we will remain steadfast.
There are a number of orphanages across the Gaza Strip that provide psychological and legal counseling for orphans and surviving parents. But the ongoing Israeli siege imposed on Gaza's 1.5 million people has hampered their efforts.
They are maybe suffering twice or suffering double. First, they are suffering because they are orphans, but secondly, they are suffering because they are suffering the same as the Palestinian people because of the Israeli siege, which I think affects all kind of lives in the Palestinian society.
During the Israeli attack on Gaza, which was carried out to stop what Israel called rocket fire from Gaza, more than 1.6 billion damage was inflicted on the Strip's economy and left around 1,400 Palestinians dead, most of them women and children. Losing parents is not the only disaster these children have to come to terms with. Surviving the Israeli offensive, they now have to deal with a continuing siege, which has hampered the flow of international aid into Gaza. Yusuf Al-Hilo, Press TV, Gaza.